This is the homily for Monday, September 7th. Today, September 7th, is a very special day for me. On this day in 1963, I entered the Jesuit novitiate to begin my life as a Jesuit. I can only give thanks for these past 57 years. And I'd like to express my thanks using the words of fellow Jesuit Karl Rahner. I was fortunate to have him as one of my teachers in Frankfurt, where I studied theology at St. Georgen from 1970 to 1974 in preparation for ordination. Once, Rahner was asked why he was a Jesuit. This was his answer. Many will ask how a modern man can still remain or become a Jesuit. The reply to such a question can only be very personal for each Jesuit. I would like to give my own reply to this question in all simplicity, even though it may sound overly pious. My reason is not because the Society of Jesus still has significant influence in the church, nor because it still directs many universities, produces many specialists of every kind, nor because it has made a name for itself in the mass media. And it is not because in many countries, now perhaps more openly than in the past, the society is found on the side of the poor and oppressed. Rather, my reason, apart from all the pastoral work within the church and all the work where church and politics meet, my reason is because I still see around me, living in many of my brother Jesuits, a readiness for unself-interested service carried out in silence. I still see a readiness for prayer, for abandonment to the incomprehensibility of God. I still see a readiness for the calm acceptance of death in whatever form it may come, a readiness for the total dedication to following Christ crucified. And so for me personally, it doesn't matter how history will judge these men. What is decisive for me is that this spirit is found among them. I think of brother Jesuits whom I have personally known, like my friend Alfred Delp, who in prison, with hands chained, signed his declaration of final vows in the Society of Jesus. I think of my brother Jesuit who, in a village in India, unknown to Indian intellectuals, helps poor people dig their wells. I think of the Jesuit who, for long hours in the confessional, listens to the pain and torment of unimportant people, people who are far more complex than they appear on the surface. I think of a Jesuit in Barcelona who is beaten by the police along with his students without the satisfaction of actually being a revolutionary enjoying the glory. I think of the Jesuit in the hospital who daily attends to the dying until that unique event becomes for him a dull routine. I think of the Jesuit chaplain in a prison who must proclaim the message of the gospel over and over again with never a token of gratitude, who is more appreciated for his handout of cigarettes than for the words of the good news he brings. And I think of the Jesuit who, with difficulty and without any clear evidence of success, plods away at the task of awakening in just a few people a small spark of faith, hope, and love. It's these and many other forms and acts of renunciation known to God alone. These are what is decisive for being a Jesuit. It's these that Jesuits treasure. I think Rahner expresses so well what is the spirit of the Jesuits. It's what makes me feel so proud and grateful to be a Jesuit. So I want to thank you for listening and for letting me share with you my joy and my gratitude to God.